Hey, happy hump day, bitches. Brandon Lynette here. Welcome to Listen, Bitch. Fuck, I'm excited. I looked at the analytics today and I think I'm just gonna keep looking because every day we are growing. I saw some of you beautiful bitches sharing my shit yesterday and I super appreciate it. Today's episode is a listener request. Someone wanting to know how our trauma stores in our bodies and can cause us physical ailments. This is one of my favorite things to talk about because energy, like I'm obsessed with it. Once I realized that we are supernatural beings, I fell down the rabbit hole of Joe Dispenza and meditation, worked with a coach that actually gifted me Reiki. I further pursued to become a Reiki master. I'm obsessed. I have incredible personal stories of, when I've used Reiki on my family. It isn't something I truly have been consistent with. It's one of those things that, upon the myriad of things I do, it's one of those things that just kind of slips to the side. It's like I wake up one day and I'm like, man, I haven't prayed for a few days. Like, how do I forget that? Right? Like, how do I forget to talk to God? And then I remind myself I'm human. I'm human. So I'm still excited to talk about it. It's still badass. Energy is the shit. So let's go, bitch. We're halfway through the week. This is one of those podcasts, like I'm looking at myself because I record this on Zoom, okay? And so I can see myself in the camera. And I don't, have you bitches ever heard the saying, like, you've got a face for radio? Meaning you're ugly as fuck. Okay. I just want to tell you guys, like, I'm by no means saying that I'm ugly, not at all, but I'm a fucking train wreck. I really put myself through it today. Like, I have not showered. I have not done my hair. I did finally, towards noon, brush my fucking teeth because I was so grossed out. Like, I didn't do it in the morning. The day just got away from me. And then, like, I did chores. I was doing chores. I had cleaned the bunnies, cleaned the cat hair. Like, I was doing a fuck ton of shit. But it was microdose day. Okay. And I'm going to talk more about this on Monday, but I'll give you a little hint. I posted on Facebook that I was literally feeling euphoric. I thought I found my sweet spot. 30 minutes later, I'm curled up in a ball on the couch. And I told my husband, like, I fucked up. Okay. I don't know what happened, but bitch got scared. I was like, oh my God, did I just put myself on a hero's dose? That's what they call it when you take the big dose, which was ridiculous because I knew in my mind, like, I know exactly what I took. I've definitely taken more than that before. So it was just a matter of reminding myself, like, bitch, I wanted to feel this. Like, I put myself through here and it was temporary. But I'll fill you in on all the details because I want to talk about that experience in case you have this. I don't know if I've shared it, but I'm going to share it again. An experience I had in Las Vegas, and it was fucked up. Like, I cannot tell you, like, I'm still traumatized from how uncomfortable I was. But let's get into it. Let's start talking about some energy. What I'm going to talk about when it comes to us storing, and my husband and I were just talking about this the other day, and I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it because part of his mind is like, that's bullshit. It's bullshit. Like, we are not in control of our bodies and our health and our sickness and our trauma storage. That's just a lot of responsibility for a person to take. So I understand. I love you. I respect you. I honor you. If you hear this and you're like, that's bullshit, I get it. But I want you to ask the question, and it could be. You know what I'm saying? I tell you guys all the time, I don't know shit. I don't. I'm fucking winging it. I wake up every day. I do my shit. I grow myself. Like, I'm just fucking living life and I'm sharing that experience in a public kind of setting. So I don't take my word for it. Like, question everything. So my thing is, if you do feel like this is bullshit, I want you to ask yourself, like, what if it's not? Just ask the question of, like, what if it's real? Energy is everything. Energy lives forever. It never ever dies. Never. And that's how I know I have like that comfort of like whatever comes next. And I don't know what that is, but I know that I'm not ever going to die. My meat suit dies. I don't, because energy is forever. It's like that thing, like if you've lost someone close to you, you can still feel them. Certain parts of your life, times of the day, like I think energy is real. And I'm not saying like this whole entire spirit entity is there. I'm saying just energy, even off of like their clothing, little particles of energy, like nothing exists that we don't give life to. We give energy to these things. We're connected to it. I believe this even with like my car. When I'm neglecting my car and I just want to burn it down, it starts running like shit and bad things happen and it just doesn't feel good, you know? When I go take time to care for it and pull out some of the crusty ass French fries from under the seats, take it through a fucking car wash, it like feels dreamy to me again and that energy shifts. So in your body, you've got energy centers, and that's what I want to talk about right now. We've got seven chakras, and I should have Googled this so I could sound a little more educated for you bitches. But fuck it, Brandon Lynette isn't about the fuckery. So let's just be honest here. I don't know what the word it actually comes from, but if you research the word chakra, it ends up being connected to something that means wheel or circle. So like inside of our bodies, we have seven whirling vortex centers of energy that are all integrated, invisible energy, and it's our life force. It's what keeps us balanced. It's what keeps us vibrant. It's what keeps us healthy. It's what keeps us alive. I tell my clients, like when I sit down to do, especially in just like a coaching call to see if we're a good fit, and just like that initial, let's have a conversation. I can sit across from someone and I can feel their tornado energy. This is what I call it. If you have been one of my clients, you're like, fuck yeah, that she talks about that all the time. And I'll call it every single time that we sit down on a Zoom. I can look at you and be like, bitch, you're in the tornado again. What's going on? And I feel like my definition of this is that her entire energy alignment is out of focus. Like there is no alignment, and it's very important that you nurture these energy centers. And number one, just acknowledge them. It's something in meditation that I have just learned immediately to start checking my energy centers. Where am I feeling this? What am I feeling? If one of my body parts hurts, you better believe, bitch, I'm working on that energy center. It's ideally, it kind of governs our lives. It's important that they are staying open. And that they are aligned, because your mind and body, this is something Joe Dispenza talks about a lot, is heart coherence. And this is where your brain and your heart are on the same page. And this comes from aligning every energy center in your body. And it's just starting to practice awareness. You have to start becoming aware of your body. And if you know you feel like you have this tornado energy where you're just kind of always feeling stressed, overwhelmed, like shit's about to hit the fan any minute, like you're waiting for the next shoe to drop, all the things. It's a matter of becoming aware. And the first step is healing. And the truth is, for some people, that means you have to come out of the dark and go into the light. Okay. I know when I first got into this energy stuff, part of my belief system, every time you start to question something, it's going to question a core belief system, like something, I believe in God. I know there's a God. So I start getting into this energy stuff and I get scared and I'm like, nope, this isn't God. This is not God, right? People start talking about witchcraft and woo stuff and all the things. And I'm like, nope, I can't do this. I'm just gonna, spread light, share light. I got into like, the card reading, the energy healing, all of the things. And I was like, I am never going to bring about darkness. And I was so defensive that I went through the dark night of the soul. That's like a whole other fucking episode I will tell you guys about. But it was literally like, it was insane. I thought I was dying. It was one of the worst times of my life. I was out of control. I just was freaking the fuck out. And a lot of this was because I opened a portal of a vibration to recognize energy, to recognize that things weren't always what I thought, that we were more than a meat suit. And this is what it looks like. That is God. God is energy. And all those little centers in our bodies are what He gave us to come back to reflect on how we're feeling, How's our body navigating with our soul? Are we connected coherently? Are we doing the damn thing? I was so afraid of like stepping out of bounds with that or becoming something I wasn't, you know, or getting all the name calls, all the like, what are people gonna think? Right now, I don't give a fuck. You can call me woo. You could say whatever. This is a thing and it's fucking real. And so some people, this is a matter of like, you've been in this really dark depression. You have to come into the light. For me, I had so much toxic positivity running through my mind that the truth was I had to go to the darkness. That's it. I had to do the shadow work. And the shadow work is really learning to love yourself for even the dark and the light parts. And I had to love the darkness that I was trying to hide. This is all your shame, your guilt, all your things. So everyone's journey of healing looks very different. We've all dealt with it differently. It's different. And even the belief of, you know, chakras themselves, it is argued and different in every situation. A lot of cultures have used this to connect themselves to their various gods. In our culture, it was, you know, if you ever look at a picture of Jesus, he's got that halo of light behind him, and people believe that that depicts the subtle body. And the subtle body is what most people call the energy center, because we know something exists, but it's not physical in the body. So it's our spirit self, right? This is our spirit self, which is where, you know, I gave myself the freedom to kind of flirt with manipulating this energy. But energy vibrates around every living thing, cells to plants. Like, this is it. This everything is here. And a lot of people will argue about how many energy bodies we really do have. I know I've heard people say six. I've read where people think there's, you know, 12. And in my body, when I have become consciously aware, I really lean into the idea that I've got seven. And everybody kind of agrees that these overlay our physical selves, and this is our space for interaction between the mind and the body. This is our connection, to even the God gene. That's like a whole other episode that I would love to talk to you guys about, but it's something I discovered from Joe Dispenza, and it's been scientifically proven. We've got a God gene. We are a part of him. He's a part of us. And that is what makes us a powerful creator, is that we have that freedom of choice, but we are him and he is us. He is everything around us. He is the air. He is our bodies. He is our mind. And he has given us his DNA. We are made in his image. That is not like, I'm going to make you like me, but I'm going to take your power. No, bitch. He gave us the power. He gave us the power to choose. And if you follow any thought leaders, I mean, this isn't breaking news. Like, it's been proven that there is something more to us than just being a meat suit. So we're just going to do like a quick overview. There are so many different episodes I could do for this. So you guys let me know, get inside my listen, bitch. Let me know if you want to dive deeper into this, because I mean, I could talk about it all day because I'm obsessed. But let's start with, I'm going to explain to you where the energy centers are and kind of what we call them. You've got your root chakra. A lot of people call this the base chakra. It's located literally at the base of your spine. And this is where you're going to keep the energy of the body grounded and connected with earth and energy. So it like helps your movement, your survival, and your self-esteem. Root chakra, very important. The next one, if we're moving up from your spine, this is your lower abdomen. It's the sacral chakra. Between the navel and the genitals, this one is going to be associated with like your, you know, kidneys, your bladder, your circulatory system, your baby making machines, and your glands. It's concerned with, you know, this is going to be like your emotions. It will represent like your desire, pleasure, sexuality, procreation, creativity. I mean, that's a sexy chakra. Okay. We just talk about that. It's All of these are important to nurture equally, but you can pick a favorite, it's fine. Solar plexus, this is going to be like your belly button. It seeks to balance in self-esteem issues, intuitive skills. It's associated with digestive system, muscles, adrenal glands. What is that word? Pancreas. Your sensitivity, ambition, ability to achieve, like that's where that shit's moving, okay? This can be seen as a seat of your emotional life, and it is mostly associated, like this is going to be your power. This is like your queen shit, your laughter, your joy, your anger. And then if we just keep moving up, you've got your heart chakra. Hey girl, listen, bitch, this is the center of love. It's your compassion, it's your peace. This is the motherfucking house of the soul, right? Your heart hurts when you get your heart broken because it's there. It has the feelings. It is alive. It's important to keep the chakra in balance so we can remain on the right emotional state. Heartbreak and emotional abuse affect not only the heart, but it's going to fuck with your lungs, your arms, your hands, your thymus gland. This is important because you have a cell that boosts your immune system, and these are the things that focus on fueling that cell. But yeah, crazy, right? Because if most people experience a heart attack, they feel it in their arms too. That shit is connected energetically. Then we've got the throat chakra, and this is like your cleansing chakra. This is your ability to communicate. It helps inspire calm, assisting us with right speech, honesty, and good decision making. Not being able to express yourself. This is the shit that gives us anxiety. We get colds, we get sore throats, we get ear infections. Like that shit fucked with me for a long time, and I knew exactly why my I, even today, if I wake up and my throat's a little scratchy, or if I'm having anxiety, I know that I really need to communicate some things that are going on. Now, if you go right to the center of your head, slightly above your eyes, in between your eyebrows, this is going to be the third eye chakra. This is where we house wisdom and insight. And ideally, like this is going to be where we have perspective. Perspective is the word. This is the link between, who you are, who you have settled on being, and the connection to who you want to be, your true potential. And I promise you haven't reached it. I don't care how great you're doing in life right now. You have not mastered or reached your true potential. I don't even think I kiss the feet of that bitch. Like she's a fucking goddess. Like my true potential, fuck Jesus. I mean, I love her. I'm obsessed with her. She's very intimidating. Very intimidating. But that's the link right there. Keeping that energy center, your third eye, when that's in alignment, you're going to have a better knowing. Like it's where you can lean into your intention, your inner vision, your wisdom. It holds your dreams for this life. All right there. Every dream you have, everything you don't even know you want to do that your inner being knows. And this is the thing, like it connects you to spirituality. And this is something that I know for myself to be true. I know for myself to be true that I think we chose. I said I know, and then I say I think. Stay with me, bitch. I literally was just passive on the couch, drooling on my pillow about 30 minutes ago. So it's fine. Everything's fine. We chose this life. We chose our parents. We had all the knowledge from God. And whatever it is that makes us forget when we get here, our inner being, our soul knows. And when you align with your third eye, you start feeling that sense of knowing. And this is where you really get comfortable. For me, this is the most powerful energy center during my meditation because I just know that I know where the fuck I need to go. I know what I need to work on. I know what I need to feel. And I know what vibration I want to be in. And that's how my dimensions are chosen when I am meditating. That's how I can go, to different areas. Like it's, I just know, I'm not afraid. I know because I know because I'm connected to my higher self. The final chakra that we're going to talk about is the crown. It sits right on top of your head. It's the highest form of chakra, and it opens up that communication between the body and the universe, the finite, the infinite. It's the chakra of divine purpose and personal destiny. It's concerned with information, understanding, acceptance, bliss. It's the receiver and giver of energy. This is the part of my mind, especially when I'm getting grounded, when I'm starting with my root chakra and I know I need to just kind of get centered, which I had to do this today during a moment of panic. I put my feet on the ground and I just focus on every energy center just kind of blooming like a flower, opening up, and I open up the top of that chakra and I feel the sun pouring into me. That sun is literal energy, life giver for us, and that earth is feeding us the same energy, and it is just like moving and circulating through all of the energy in my body, and it feels amazing. If you are not practicing grounding, you need to do it now. So we've talked about some of these energy centers. So I told you a little bit about, I just paused this bitch. If you can't tell that sometimes I come back on here and I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I explained kind of what the energy centers are. So I want to talk about some of the problems that are correlated to not having clean energy. So we'll just start with the root chakra. This is the one again at the base of your spine. It's the first piece of the entire puzzle. If you are experiencing problems with your root chakra, you're going to have problems with your legs, your feet, your ass, tailbone, and immune system. Guys are going to have, you know, prostate issues. Anyone can have arthritis, knee pain, a sciatica, eating disorders, constipation. And a lot of this comes, you're probably like fucking stressing about money and financial security. Hence, like the entire world talking about, I have arthritis, I have, you know, IBS, I have all the shit. Like, this is all connected to energy, bitch. Like, put the puzzle together. So you've got to discover the ways to bring your chakra back into balance. So some of the things, your sacral chakra, this is the one that's below your navel. So you're going to have sexual and reproductive health issues, kidney dysfunction, hip pain, pelvic pain, low back pain, inability to express emotion or desire, constant fear of people, you know, fucking you up, stabbing you in the back, all the things. You're just not trusting. You're not surrounded by an environment that makes you feel safe. You haven't felt safe within yourself. You're going to feel it physically. The next one, this is going to be your belly button. So if you are struggling with an unbalanced solar plexus, you've got digestive problems, you've got gallbladder issues, you have chronic fatigue, and bitch, you've got an unrelenting inner critic. You live in a constant state of fear of rejection. That's going to express itself physically. Heart chakra. You have a constant fear of being alone. Or maybe you're overloving to the point of suffocation, jealousy, bitterness. This is going to come out as asthma, upper back and shoulder problems, arm, wrist pain. If you want to be in balance and focusing on this, you're going to start feeling joy and gratitude. The next one with the throat chakra. So this one is going to be you feeling like you're constantly out of control. You're going to have thyroid issues, sore throats, ear infections, neck and shoulder pain, issues expressing yourself. This one is obvious for me because I like to control everything. And part of my biggest growth of the past 2 years was to let go of what I thought things should be, let go of how I thought things should work. I guarantee I didn't think I'd be starting over with a podcast because I can't control that. I can't control that. I can't. It's just all out of my control. But in balancing this, you're going to feel articulate. You're going to feel honest and truthful, but you can still speak your mind and speak your truth. If your third eye chakra is not aligned, you're full of moodiness and stubbornness. You're going to have sinus issues, blurred vision, headaches. if you get that shit right, then you get to feel focused and determined and open to receiving advice. Crown chakra, this is a constant fear of alienation. If you always want to fit in, if you are following all the people, and this is probably, honestly, the sheep of the world drive me fucking crazy. Stop following people. Stop right now and start asking questions. Start asking yourself, why the fuck am I following these people? Why do I do what everyone else does? Why am I listening to what CNN tells me to do? Why am I listening to Fox News? Like, why are we listening to these things but not listening to our bodies? You just don't want to be alienated. You don't want to be left out. You don't want to be left in the dark. I get it. I get it. But aligning this chakra, you're going to have an unshakable trust in your inner guidance. That's it. And I know right now you're like, oh my God, everything is blocked. Everything's blocked. Bitch, it could be. And here's the cool thing. If you go to my website, brandonlinette.com, you can actually schedule a Reiki session with me to work on these things so we can talk about it. So not even a necessary thing, because I promise if you just come into that self-awareness, do yourself a little bit of research, you can ground and center your energy bodies now. You just have to get outside of whatever current situation you're stuck in. You have to step off the fucking hamster wheel long enough to take a look back and be like, all right, where am I fucking up? Why am I struggling? What is happening to me? Because I can tell you everything in your body is connected to energy. And yes, my husband's going to roll his eyes. I think we do make ourselves sick. We do. If you ask yourself, the last time you got sick, what was happening? You're running yourself rigid, running around like a crazy person. You didn't give your body time to rest, and it shuts down. It will shut down every single time. My daughter does it to herself with college. She runs and runs and runs and gives and does all these other things. I don't think she stands in a lot of her truth. Every fucking time she comes home, she's sick because her body knows she's going to finally rest and she can just stop. It's a thing. It's a thing she's created for her body, where she knows when she comes home, she can just fall and be safe and rest. Your body is going to demand that you do this. Everybody's always questioning and looking for a diagnosis. And I get it. I love doctors. I've been to them. I respect them. Thank God for them. Thank God for modern medicine, because I've had 6 C-sections. If I would have had a home birth and avoided and ignored all the things, my baby and I would be dead. And I definitely would not have been here to have 5 more. Okay. So there is an important place for doctors, but you know your body better than anyone. And it's just a matter of, like, we watch too much negative shit. We get so caught up in the bullshit of what's on TV and the news and fucking all the conversations people are having. Oh, it's just a part of getting old. Like, fuck you. It's not. Literally, I'm aging backwards. I know that I get to decide, like, how great my eyes are going to work. It's the self-talk. It's the self-regulation. Am I going to take care of myself enough to know that when I'm 70, I can still move? I can still do the things. I can walk without a walker. You have to be mindful of the shit you're doing now. What is happening inside of your body? Are you stressing yourself out and so negative that you're creating cancers inside your body? That's possible. Are you making yourself sick with worry? Because that's going to become physical. All of that. I mean, to me at this point, it's common fucking sense. It's common sense. If you don't take care of yourself, you're going to be sick. And this just brings you to a deeper level of awareness to honor what is happening in your body. Be mindful of your energy centers. Be mindful of how you're treating yourself. Drink your water, bitch. Get a meditating habit going. Start journaling. Start processing your feelings. Stop holding everything in. The shit will catch up to you. I love you. I love you. Fucking energy is so fucking beautiful. Like, I am just in awe and gratitude of what God has given us. Like, this fucking life is a gift, every single bit of it. And me getting to share this with you today, knowing that you're going to start thinking different about things, I'm excited about that. I'm excited. And maybe you think this is all bullshit, but I want you to ask yourself, what if it's not? What if Brandon Lynette does have a little clue about some shit and she's willing to share it? Because I don't give a fuck if I'm getting alienated for what I believe. That's okay. Because I feel good. I feel good. I feel at peace. I feel whole. I feel connected. I'm not afraid of what comes next. We get to create this. You get to create. Happy hump day, bitches. I love you. And I will see you tomorrow morning, Thursday, bright and early, 5 a.m. Make sure you're subscribed so you don't miss an episode. And also, it'd be really fucking cool if you left a review on whatever podcast you listen to. And I know, because I'm looking at my analytics right now, most of you guys listen to Apple. So jump on there, please. I know you're messaging me. I know you're commenting in the groups. I love that shit. But part of the analytics and part of like Apple promoting me or kind of putting me in the foresights of other people is going to be the activity engagement I get there. So very important. If you want to support me, I'm not charging you money, bitch. I'm not charging you to listen to this. I could monetize my talents, but I'm not going to. I'm not going to make you listen to a dumbass commercial and interrupt our time together. So the best way to support me, and it doesn't cost you a fucking dime, is to go into Apple and just be like, hey, this bitch is cool, or hey, this bitch doesn't know what the fuck she's talking about. I don't care what you say, just say something. Okay. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. And bye, bitch.